Good morning, listeners. My name is Jenny, and today we're back with another episode of the Unknown World Khmer Rouge Trial Edition. I'll be discussing the trials of the Khmer Rouge. The Khmer Rouge started in 1975 and ended in 1979. It was started by a man named Pol Pot. He wanted the citizens of Cambodia to be all equal. The citizens of Cambodia were not ready for this. They were just snatched from their homes and brought only a little amount of clothing. During this gruesome event, families were separated, men and women were forced to do labor work. The children did not get proper education and were sent to organizations to help take care of guns and other weapons. The citizens were given so little amount of food, which led to death because of starvation. In addition, during this time, there was no religion, private property, little food and clothing. Everyone had an equal amount of food and wore the same color clothing. The people were not allowed to talk about the Khmer Rouge and had to obey everything they said. There was no trial for the people, so it was unfair. At night is when the guards took the prisoners to be executed. There was also prison camps, and one of the most famous ones was Duos Line. At the end of this event, it was calculated that around 2 million innocent people were killed. Although some people might think that some articles have the same information, it is okay to use whichever one they want. According to Khmer Rouge leaders found guilty of Cambodian genocide by BBC News and trials for the Khmer Rouge by New York Times. A similarity that I found between these two articles is how the court is consisted of both Cambodian and foreign judges. By having similarity between the two sources can expose the danger of choosing the right source to choose between based on credibility. According to Khmer Rouge leaders found guilty of Cambodian genocide by BBC News, it talks about the first time the leaders of Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge regime had been convicted of genocide. Their names were Nguyen Chia, age 92, and Khieu Somphan, age 87. These two people were charged with exterminating Cham Muslims and ethnic Vietnamese communities. This was actually the first genocide verdict given by the UN-backed tribunal on Pol Pot's brutal regime. The two men have already been serving time in prison for crimes against humanity from a separate trial. As BBC News stated, Nguyen Chia was found guilty of genocide against the Cham Muslims and ethnic Vietnamese Cambodians. Then Khieu Somphan was guilty of the genocide against ethnic Vietnamese. However, according to BBC Southeast Asia correspondent Jonathan Head, the larger scale killings of Cambodian population do not fit their narrow definition of genocide. Under the international law, instead it was prosecuted as crimes against humanity. In addition, the two men was also found guilty of litany of other crimes, including the crimes of against humanity, of extermination, enslavement, and torture. Gia and Somphan are two of the only three people ever convicted by tribunal. They had faced criticism for its slow pace and being subject to alleged political interference. Khmer Rouge has also been referred to as the Cambodian genocide. Regardless of how academics and journalist people have been debated on whether they did not amount to that crime, this article also talks about why the tribunal was controversial. It was established in 2006 and included both Cambodian and international judges. So far, it has convicted three people for the acts in the Khmer Rouge. Another person that was convicted was Giang Guk Eo, also known as the Dutch. Eo was in charge of the infamous Duos Line torture center and prison in Phnom Penh. Not many Cambodians really pay attention to the trials. This may be because they don't want to be known as the killing fields. Then, according to the trials of Khmer Rouge, by the New York Times, the trials haven't started until 2 decades after the brutal event. The UN and Cambodian government had made an agreement that the court would be in Cambodia and requires the cooperation of Cambodian leader Hun Sen. However, the Cambodian judicial system doesn't have the competence nor the political independence to conduct a trial. So the UN decided to help them and promised one foreign and one Cambodian who would issue indictments. The judicial panel included three foreign judges and two Cambodian judges. By having the foreign judges, this could prevent the leader Hun Sen to override the indictment. Some issues have yet to be worked out. This included control over witness protection and extradition of suspects who might flee Cambodia. However, there would still be ways for Mr. Hun Sen to manipulate the trial themselves. To do this, the Cambodian judges will have a say in the outcomes of the trial as well as the procedural rulings. It still remains to see if Mr. Hun Sen will do his end of the bargain. If he does, the trial will be carefully scrutinized of international observers as well as the Cambodian public. If there is any miscarriage of justice, will do harm both to the Cambodian survivors of the Khmer Rouge terror and credibility of the UN. The UN will have to suspend its participation and walk away if justice is not being done. These two articles both talk about the trials. The BBC article talks about how the two leaders and their crimes. Then the New York Times article, it talks about the system and how the trial will be. A similarity that I found in these articles is that the court both have Cambodian and foreign judges. The foreign judges are there because the UN does not think that Cambodian has the potential to conduct this case themselves. The article, Trials for the Khmer Rouge by New York Times, makes it seem like the foreign judges were needed by the Cambodian. Meanwhile, in the article, Khmer Rouge leaders found guilty of Cambodian genocide, it made it seem like the judges were already in the court from the beginning. By having the similarity, it exposes the danger of gathering information from one source because you might not know which one to believe depending on the author. One might be credible and the other might not be credible. Even though they have the same information, usually if you are using the information from the internet for academic reasons, you would want it to be credible. Before you choose which source to use, you should do research and see if it is credible. In conclusion, today we have talked about the Khmer Rouge and its trial for the leaders during this event. The BBC article and New York Times article both talk about the trial. Then the similarity I found between them is the court that is dealing with the trial are consisted of both foreign and Cambodian judges. The danger of gathering the sources and having these similarities is you wouldn't know which one to use because of its credibility. Thank you.